Heat Waves, English. Text from the Are You Prepared booklet by the Cass, North Dakota, and Clay, Minnesota Emergency Planning Partnerships, adapted with funding provided by Fargo-Cass Public Health through the City's Readiness Initiative and funding from the Specialized Information Services Division of the National Library of Medicine. It was last reviewed in 2008.
This work is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License. This is a Healthy Roads Media project.
Heat waves. Dangers we face during periods of very high temperatures include heat cramps. These are muscular pains and spasms due to heavy exertion. They are an early signal that the body is having trouble with the heat. Heat exhaustion. This typically occurs when people exercise heavily or work in a hot, humid place where body fluids are lost through heavy sweating. Blood flow to the skin increases, causing blood flow to decrease to the vital organs. This results in a form of mild shock. If not treated, the victim may suffer heat stroke. Heat stroke or sunstroke. Heat stroke is life-threatening. The victim's temperature control system, which produces sweating to cool the body, stops working. The body temperature can rise so high that brain damage and death may result if the body is not cooled quickly. If a heat wave is predicted or happening, slow down, avoid strenuous activity. Stay indoors as possible. Wear lightly colored clothing. Drink plenty of water regularly and often. Eat small meals and eat more often. Avoid using salt tablets unless directed to do so by a physician. Heat exhaustion can cause mild shock and can lead to heat stroke, a life-threatening condition. Remember, drink plenty of water during a heat wave and eat smaller, more frequent meals.